Hey guys, it's Alicia. So, kind of funny story. So, my girl, who's been in love with this guy forever, calls me crying and laughing at the same time. And I know that it's, boys, I know there's a problem when she calls me crying and laughing, okay? Well, she calls me crying and she calls me laughing. She said, I just called him out to his girlfriend. I said, what'd you do? She said, I told her what was going on. So his girlfriend, now ex-girlfriend, adds her, his ex, and him all to a chat so she can call him out on his bullshit. And I'm sitting there going, girl, what did you do? She said, I just sat there and watched the fireworks. So like, man, what would you do in that situation? Like, would you tell somebody you had a girlfriend, or would you just, like, keep making them think that they're the only one? I'm serious. What would you do? Like, would you make a girl think they're the only one and keep talking to other girls? And apparently, he'd been dating this girl for 2 years, and none of us knew. So, would you, like, keep talking to other girls, or would you, like, just tell somebody, look, and be honest. Be like, look, I have a girlfriend. But the problem with him is he's not man enough to own up to his mistakes. He's not man enough to actually say, okay, yes, I fucked up. I've been doing this, this, and this, but yes, I fucked up. He ain't man enough to do that. It's ridiculous. Like, you ever get that point? And man, I know most of you men are like, well, I don't do that. Some of y'all do. Some of y'all need to own up and realize what the fuck you're doing. Like, my girl's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I said, sweetheart, you let him go. You friend zone his ass. I said, sweetheart, you friend zone him. She's like, well, he was already friend zone. She's like, I said, well, then you keep him like that. So you keep him around for your son because he is her son's uncle. You keep him around for that, and that's it. Like, you don't give in anything. And funny part about it is, she's now friends with his now ex. And it's kind of funny because, like, I'm just like rolling and she's telling me all this shit, and it's like, yeah, but hey, I gotta finish my Easter stuff, so I'll come back on later and talk to y'all guys more. See you later. Alicia out. Happy Easter, y'all. It's Alicia, of course. You know, I'm always here. But hey, listen, it's a good day. It's Easter Sunday. God bless all y'all. You know, going to the family is going to be the greatest thing in the world today. And a little update on the issues and situation that happened yesterday. My girl calls me this morning, 9:30 this morning. She goes, I don't know what to do. I told her, I said, sweetheart, what are you talking about? She goes, well, I still love him. But he lied to me, my best friend, and his girlfriend. Well, ex-girlfriend now. I told her, I said, look, you do what you feel is best. I told her, I said, you have a bad anxiety disorder. You do as you feel is the best situation for you to do. And I told her, I said, if you want to apologize to him, you apologize. But you also keep your distance. Don't let him pull you into something again. Guys, like, when you get a girl wrapped around your finger that much and then lie to her about having a girlfriend, especially when she's the one that finds out you're the one that has the girlfriend. Guys, I don't know how many of y'all think that that's okay to do, but it's not. She is so emotionally broken right now, and I can't help her. She's so emotionally broken. Like, she still loves him. She's always going to love him. She cries to me most of the time because she's like, well, I love him.
I said, I know you do, sweetheart. But obviously, he's wanting to play this little game with your head. So when she asked me, she said, well, what do I do? She said, I told her. I said, you give him the time. You give him the time. You let him have his time. You be there when he messages you. And if he doesn't have the balls to be a man and tell you how he feels about you, then he obviously does not deserve your heart. He don't deserve to have you. He don't deserve your love and affection that you're trying to give him. He don't deserve the attention you're trying to give him. Because my girl, she wears a heart on her sleeve. That's the problem with boys. Like, this girl, she holds her heart on her sleeve. She wears her heart on her sleeve. This girl would do anything for anybody. And she also knows there's a difference between right and wrong. There's also a difference between boundaries and everything else. She knows all this. She used to tell me, she goes, girl, there's a difference between bro code and hoe code. I said, I know what bro code is, but what's hoe code? I said, you know bro code, right? I said, yeah. She goes, well, hoe code's the same thing, only the female version. She goes, but if you don't break bro code, you don't break hoe code. And, you know, she loves this guy. And that's the problem, guys. He's got her so emotionally fucked up in the head that she loves him to the point where she can't let him go. She can't feel bad that she fucked up. Because she knows he fucked up. But she still feels like she's emotionally connected to him that way. Hale, she texted me this morning and said she asked him one last time to come to Easter dinner. Because her family loves him so much. Because he's her son's uncle. And he said no. And I told her. I said, well, what'd you say? She said, well, I told him that was okay. No big deal. I talked to him later. But hey, guys, I got to get ready to drive. So I got a long drive ahead of me. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye, lovelies.
Hey, y'all. It's Alicia. I know I haven't been on in a few days, but, you know, I just want to say, man, if y'all play a game with a woman's heart, y'all deserve to get burned. My girl calls me up Friday crying. He says a guy that she liked played with her heart and her emotions, and I was half asleep, and I wake up real quick, and I'm like, excuse you, he did what now? Because I know you just didn't say what I think you said. She goes, no, I told you what I said. What I said. I said, girl, he played with your heart. She said, yeah, he told me I was everything to him and I was worth everything. And then all this shit happened. And now he says he doesn't want to be with me and all this other shit. I'm like, girl, he be lucky if you don't come down there and beat the shit out of him. And then I told her, I said, and then he be lucky if I don't hop on the next plane to West Virginia and beat the shit out of him myself. Boys, you don't understand. My girl is got the biggest heart. She also found out she has a heart condition. He knew this, and he did this to her anyway. Which is why I really want to strangle him right now. So today, she calls me and she goes, he didn't tell her everything. So what do you mean he didn't tell her everything? I thought you said he did. She goes, I know him better than he thinks I do. And he didn't tell her everything. He's a pathological liar. The other day she went down there and they had sex and all this other shit. Well, he only told his girlfriend that they made out. Now, mind you, yes, that's a certain different thing. But you know what's really sad, boys, is when you find a girl who's that gullible and that stupid to believe your ass. And I don't understand how he thought that he could get away with that again. He doesn't understand that I'm part of her wolf pack. We run wolves all over this country. Girls with the vengeance out to retaliate on the men that hurt them. And let me tell you, she's going to retaliate. She's going to retaliate with force. She's going to retaliate with everything she has. But you know, she doesn't deserve to be treated the way she did. She flat out asked him. I read the messages. She sent them all to me. She flat out asked him. She said, what is it that she has that I don't? And he said, I don't know. And then she she snaps back and goes, oh, that's right. I'm not gullible. I call you out on your bullshit.